This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Jeff McCausland, my colleague at CBS News, about the offer from Putin and the offer from Trump to Zelensky. Putin says, give up Crimea, the war will stop. Trump says, give up Crimea, the war will stop. Zelensky says, I can't give up Crimea. It's that simple. More of this tonight.
The way the deal seemed to have going was this bilateral negotiation between the United States and the Russians, really over the heads of the Ukrainians, and the Russians then trying to urge us to impose an agreement upon Ukraine, which is still, I think, in the cards, at least as far as the Trump administration is concerned. That particular agreement would have forced the Ukrainians to acknowledge the sovereignty of Russia over Crimea, which they occupied in 2014. It would probably also force the Ukrainians to publicly decide that they would not become a member of NATO at any time in future and would seek to become basically a neutralized state. And Mr. Zelensky has rejected that. It's a matter of sovereignty as far as he's concerned. When the Soviet Union came to a close in 1990-91, there was a treaty signed by all the successor states, including Russia, Ukraine, the Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, etc., acknowledging borders. That particular agreement acknowledged that Crimea was part of the territorial integrity of Ukraine. That was signed by the Russians at that time. We know subsequently in 2014, they overrode that. So Mr. Trump now is basically portraying the Ukrainians as being the one party that is opposed to a settlement and, if you will, causing this war to continue. And as his Secretary of State suggested, you know, that the United States might, quote unquote, move on if no progress was made.